Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay.
Iconic.
Okay. I'm ready. Yeah. So I don't know that much about her. I know like the hits, I would say. I know the hits. I saw the Eras Tour film where we got these posters.
Yep.
Really loved it. Cried the whole way through, but I was on my period, so I think that did...
It did help.
That did make me more open to
more
it.
Pathetic.
It made me sob, actually, through like Shake It Off. It was kind of weird. But I think
iconic.
I was just overwhelmed by it. Wow. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. And I like folklore. That's all I know, really.
Yep.
I don't know really much else.
Okay, so I have curated with you in mind a playlist, multiple playlists actually, but today we'll just go into the first one.
Yeah.
To get you into the Swiftie.
Okay.
This is your indoctrination into the Swiftie verse.
Yeah. I'm ready. Peter's Escaping the Capital with Peter Mullock playlist.
Steffi's Escaping the Capital with Peter Mullock playlist. You need to see the thumbnail.
You can't
it's
do
so
this to me,
good.
Though. This actually isn't fair. I told you I'm trying to get over my Peter Mullock
so
obsession.
So we're listening to these songs. This is very, it's Katniss coded. As the description I put.
This isn't actually fair.
You look like you're going to cry already.
No, I can't.
New
I told
slash
you.
Secret slash doomed relationship. Katniss coded. Tortured narrator vibes. That's this place. But I actually really struggled because I ended up putting, I was really trying to keep it down.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to put too much, not keep it down volume wise, but like.
Not give too not much too of her, much. Her world.
And this is the little, that's the mood.
Oh world. My goodness. If we burn, you burn with us. Oh my goodness.
Let me actually see.
This is quite cruel of you.
Like, I think it's nothing. I think it's
imagine
a loving
if I do this about Jacob Elordi to you.
That's
you'd never
up.
Forgive me.
That's up.
This is crazy to
oh,
create
really?
Me a playlist.
Well, I thought it'd
of
be nice.
My love is everything. I'm not prepared for this. It's too everything
you're
I want.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna
oh
love
my
it.
God. Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. So we're listening with in mind, we're listening through the lens of Katniss Peter, obviously you're Katniss in this world.
I would assume that I'm not Peter.
And we're this is where we are. I might get the lyric video up.
Yeah, hell yeah. That was my problem when we watched the Midnights thing, that I really need to see the lyrics. Because then you realise it's a poem. And it really fucking is. That's why the, whatever that's called, Dead Poet Club, the new thing, sounds great.
Just quickly, this is the thing with Taylor Swift, is like literally global superstar.
I know places.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay, so that's the thing. So, okay, the tortured poets.
Tortured, that's the word I was looking for.
Oh, did we not get that?
No,
oh, shit.
So what's
yes.
it called? Tortured poets department. Is there another word though?
And have you seen the cover?
Yes.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah. But she's not really in it, is she?
She's kind of lying down.
Yeah, I've
wow.
seen that.
Wow. Love to see her lying down.
I agree.
I'm excited for that. That comes out before our Eras Tour date, by the way.
So will there be some of those songs in the tour?
I think the whole Eras Tour is going to have to shift about.
Surely. Because there'll be new...
Okay, so this is a song. This is a song originally from 1989, so it's pop girl era. She's star in the sky, can't hide, etc. She's just, it's all eyes on her.
Yeah.
And we're listening through the lens of Peter, I love you, I love you.
I'm always listening through the lens of that, which is embarrassing, I'm aware of.
Never. And I chose this as the beginning song because I thought it's the vibe.
Wow! Okay, I love it. Okay, I'm actually really excited. This is dangerous, though. Oh, God.
Okay. Kind of creepy.
Really creepy. I'm loving it. Love.
Love.
That's stunning.
Okay.
Okay.
Just pause.
We're the foxes. They've got guns. The birds in cages. They've got guns. We're the foxes. And we run.
And you're running with Peter. You're escaping.
Was this from Hunger Games? Like, not in... No. Was this the one that was written for it?
No.
What was that one then?
That was Safe and Sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was... This is...
So what's this about? This is about running away from paparazzi. Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it. Okay, big chorus. Well, do I know this song?
No.
No, I don't feel like I know.
Divine.
Is this the chorus?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Katniss.
Don't add that on. Stunning, stunning, stunning.
The place is the weaky kind.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wrong. Literally.
Place is the weekend. Ha-a-a. Yeah, I love it.
It's so good.
I've never heard this in my life.
You wouldn't
ever.
Have.
That's classic Taylor's me. Yeah. Okay, I really liked that.
At the end, there's a click of like a recorder as if to be like kind of
off. Oh, God. Yeah, no, that is genuinely, I'm not convinced there isn't a tapper in here. Okay, so what's with that then?
So that whole vibe is her being like, I literally can't go outside without people looking at
me. Everyone's recording everything.
Yeah, like I'm being hunted, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. In your world, it's like me and Peter Malark are running through the streets. We're being hunted.
Yeah, that's
just
what
grab
I'm
my
seeing.
Hand and don't ever drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm definitely seeing. I know places where we can hide. Katniss's cabin.
I mean, exactly.
I'm seeing it, yeah.
But with the covey.
No. The covey! With Lucy Gray Baird. Yeah, that's how I'm definitely seeing it with my cousin Mon Ivory.
Mon Ivory.
Stunning. Okay.
That's happy.
Perfect.
I know places.
That we can hide. I'm into that.
This is one of my favourites when 1989 originally came out.
Okay. So that's Taylor's version. So she's re-recorded that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. She re-recorded that whole album.
Okay.
Actually, recently, yeah, that's the one with the birds in the sky.
Uh-huh.
I know it.
Don't look yet.
Okay.
But this is one of my favourites.
Yeah.
It has quite... What's it from? It's from Reputation, which you are a Reputation girl.
I know that's my favourite. And I know no songs.
But you loved it
in
the film.
When that...
The snakes.
I just knew as soon as that
the
came
rattle,
on.
Yeah. The energy change.
And she came out in that one-legged
iconic
outfit. I thought, whatever this is, I think it's my favourite. And what's that song that's on it that I really like? I think it had like a table doing that on the stage. My favourite line.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah, and it has my favourite line. Baby, I rise up from the dead.
I do it all the time. I've got a list of names.
And yours
is in red
underlined. That's my favourite song.
Perfect.
But I don't like the chorus.
Look what you made me do. Yeah, you don't like that.
Nothing. But that line is so good.
It's your favourite song.
It's my favourite song.
Shit.
But I love that line. Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Don't look yet.
Okay.
One thing I will say.
Can I look now? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Look, but don't look too hard.
Okay, yeah.
I like this. So setting the scene for her, it's like start of a new relationship with
Peter Millar.
With Peter Millar. No. With she wasn't with Peter Malark.
No,
she
no.
She was with Joe Arwen.
Vanessa Hudgens was.
Was she?
Yeah, she was with him.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And soon you will be
that
too.
That took such a long time.
Well, I don't have that in my memory.
You do now. You told me about it.
You messaged me saying
Vanessa Hudgens was with him. And I said...
And you said, I know.
I know. Yeah, I did know. But anyway, she was with Joe Alwyn of that terrible series that was about The Good Book.
Conversations with Friends fame. Joe Alwyn of...
Who ruined the best book of all time.
Ouch.
He didn't, but it was miscast and terrible.
This is like, it's new relationship, but it's like, we're kind of hiding.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's quite, there's a spice to it.
Okay, I'm in. So it goes.
Uh-huh. And I love her in this photo. It's just a photo.
Yeah, she looks incredible. She looks great. She looks so good. Love. My magician is stunning.
kind of tarot card.
Yeah, dude, I was seeing that as like
crazy.
Yeah, good chorus.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I've read ahead. Lipstick on your face. That's great. Yeah. Stunning, stunning.
Crazy. Ooh. Oh my God.
Wow. Stunning, stunning, stunning. Oh my goodness.
Shivers.
Here we go.
What a fucking banger. Sorry.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. And I'm yours to lose.
Very good.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, love, love, love. So yeah, good. So good.
Dressed in black now. So I love her voice here too.
Yeah,
just a little harmony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Millarc.
Stop adding that. I can't. Yeah, stunning though. Stunning.
Scratches down deny. Your back now, Peter Millarc. Thank you for watching.
It was my pleasure. It was absolutely my pleasure.
Okay, so that was good. So we're into So It Goes.
Okay, so what's that? That's Reputation.
That's Reputation.
I'm into it.
It's new relish.
Yeah.
It's like they don't even know. But like me and you, it's happening.
Yeah. So is that first one about him as well?
Joe? No, that is maybe more of a Harry Styles angle.
Oh, well, they really do need to run.
They really That's do like, need to run. Yeah.
Get out of town,
That's
guys.
Back in 1989, but it was back in 1989. Yeah. That was back in 1989. But,
yeah, the Harry era.
Yeah.
Is that one with Style on that album?
It is.
I like Thanks that song a lot.
About Harry Styles.
Yes, and I really like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really like that song.
Oh, I thought you said I don't really like
No,
that.
I really do. I really do.
Okay, different angle for this one.
Okay.
I wonder if you've come across this song in your life anyway.
Okay.
Just in terms of, like, women.
What's it called? Slut?
No, but that is okay, a great one. What's it called, slut?
Women must be about a slut.
What's it called, slut? Slut.
Bunch of sluts. Right, okay, what is it?
This is a new angle, and if I'm going to make it Hunger Gamesy, which I am.
Yeah, I do.
I think you should consider Katniss and President Snow.
Okay.
Just because there are some nice links to the Hunger Games world, but I also think generally.
Yeah.
I think it's one of her best songs of all time.
What is this?
And I'll play it for you now. Okay. And it goes a little something like this.
Would've, could've, should've. You heard
that.
On Midnights. I knew that from that.
But it's on the deluxe
graphic.
Midnights.
That's the old one.
Oh, it's on the deluxe. That's why I haven't heard it. Yeah. Yeah, no, I haven't heard this, I don't think.
You can see here, actually, where people are skipping to a certain
That's
point.
That's the bridge.
It is the bridge.
I know that people like those.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Different energy.
Okay.
We're slowing down.
Yeah.
There's power. She's a woman. She's reflecting now.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, I'm not a fucking child anymore.
Yeah.
And there are some things that I'm fuming about.
That's my favourite thing for a woman.
John Mayer.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm seeing. Kind of, what's his name? Scooter
too.
All of these just like...
Don't take advantage of me.
How dare you? I'll speak directly to you, John, and Scooter. And what's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh!
How dare you?
With John Mayer, I'm like...
First of all, I don't know anything, but how dare you?
I don't want to throw words out there, but...
Disgusting. P word. Yeah, I agree.
Ready?
And I don't know anything about
On that note, let's go.
Yeah, go on. I love the graphics of this already. Yeah, Midnight looks so fucking good. Yeah, love. Her voice.
So
Her
good.
Voice. God, it is President Snow.
Yeah.
This is my favourite so far. Yeah, yeah. Incredible. Incredible. John, you're disgusting. 19. A baby
19
girl.
And I believe John Mayer was 31.
It's actually
paedophile.
It's disgusting. Think of a 19
year old
girl.
A 19 year old baby angel.
I don't like that.
At 19.
Like,
I love that. If I was some paint, did it splatter on a promising grown man? Promising grown man. Just let that
incredible.
Hit.
Incredible. Genius. Incredible. Incredible.
If I was poisoned, you could have spit me out.
So what was the John Mayer situation here?
They were in a relationship.
Yeah, I know that, but so that's disgusting. And how did this end? And like, what's his views
badly.
On this now?
No, he's been derogatory about her and subtle. He's made digs about her throughout the years, and she has an amazing song which we will get to.
I've heard some men being like justice for John Mayer sort of vibe.
Well, go fuck John Mayer. And I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and you know when you don't, you know the type. I don't trust the men. So I've
I
known,
don't trust the
and
men.
To say that, please, 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 please.
Sorry, if I'm even now, I'm not getting involved with a 19-year-old.
19.
No,
19 is so, from my perspective, that's younger than my baby brother.
And he's a baby.
And that's, God, that's the baby of my family. Like, you're a freak if you're dating. If
you're disgusting.
We're 27, okay? So, and 19 is 19. Like... Also, if you walk past a 19-year-old girl... Oh my God.
It's not right.
I'm not, yeah.
Let's go.
This is my favourite so far. I'm liking just the sound of her voice, the vibe. It's got a sort of country element to it. I'm liking this. Yeah.
So good.
Oh. No, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. That's so stunning. Oh my God. I regret you all the time.
Shivers.
Incredible. Powerful line. That's horrid. It's horrid. It's horrid. Oh, who is this guy?
John Mayer. Give me back my girlhood.
It was mine first. It was mine first. That actually is fuming me out. I'm annoyed.
Give me back my girlhood. It was mine
first. I almost see that as like, give the women, like almost all of us.
All of us, actually.
It was all ours first. Like there were, yeah. There are so many cases which just like girls are robbed of being a girl. So early, actually. Oh my God.
Getting angry. Give it back.
It was mine first. That's so, so, so stunning. Oh, well done,
that's
Taylor.
That's the bit that everyone's coming
That's
back
my
to.
Favorite line. That's my favorite.
Give me back like, my girlhood.
It was mine first.
You fucking freak.
You freak.
Fucking promising grown man freak.
Paint on him.
Poison on him.
Poison. Spit it out then. John.
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 Disgusting freak. Freak of nature. Is that offensive?
Maybe. I'm offended by this.
Honestly, it's really offensive.
I'm offended.
Give me back my girlhood. It was mine first. It's important. It's politically important.
That is politically important. Wow. Okay. How old was she when she wrote this? Oh, it was Midnight, so it's new.
Yeah. I know how old she was. So she was, I believe, 32. 31, 32 when she wrote this. I believe the same age that he was.
That's powerful because also when it's the classic thing.
It's the classic thing.
Look.
You see a 19-year-old and you think, yeah, I wouldn't.
It reminds me actually of the incredible documentary Leaving Neverland.
Oh yes.
Of like they didn't realise the people that were like assaulted by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and then you see children.
Well, they have children and they didn't even realise what had happened to them until their kids got to the age that they were when they were assaulted. And it's like,
and you realize,
oh my God, that wasn't a relationship. That was like a 5-year-old kid. That really reminds me of that. Like you get to that age and then you're like, that's fucking weird.
Because only then you can see it.
Yeah. That's my favourite
so
far.
That was a big one. Give me back my girlhood. It was mine first.
That is right down on the ceiling.
Then they'd be in.
Then we'd get to give me back my girlhood.
It was
mine first. They're like, what happened in there? Oh my goodness.
Iconic, right?
Give me back my God.
Written
that's
blood.
Almost like we let you use the studio for free.
All right.
Okay.
Thoughts so far to summarise
my
before
thoughts
we cut
so
this.
Far are I'm loving this journey.
How far are we going in terms of on the Seffy to Swifty journey? How am I faring?
You're faring well. I'm not there yet though.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not
yet.
A Swifty yet because I don't know enough. Like okay. I need to know a lot more before I would call myself a Swifty.
Yeah.
I say I would love her, she's divine. This is what I would say.
Yeah,
but
agreed.
I don't think I've earned the
title
yet because I truly know nothing about
you know
this
some
woman.
Good things though.
Everything I've seen so far I really like.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to listen to her on my own yet.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't ever...
But not yet, not yet.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
We're not pulled in yet.
This isn't what can I listen to, would have, could have, should
you
have.
You wouldn't listen to that again?
I would, but I'm not going to seek it out.
Wow.
Maybe I would. I think that's my favourite. That's been the most likely one that I would seek.
You would seek?
That I would play... I can't think of an environment that I'm listening to that.
See, I think this is where me and you are different. It's kind of like me listening to My Tears Ricochet every day. It's like, I seek out...
sad things.
Sad and like...
There are very few occasions where I think I could be... Oh, I could be angrier. I could be angrier or sadder now.
No, but I think it's like, I'm feeling that, so I need to just like, just have the moment.
Yeah, I like that. That's been the closest one that I would be like on the train. I'll listen to
that's
that.
That's almost what
thing
I'm thinking.
Is, I listen to Midnights on the train. Like that's the sort of thing. And I listen and Folklore.
Yeah.
I haven't in years.
Yeah,
but that
but you
when
would
that first came
throughout.
Out, I listened to that walking to the shop sort of thing.
Yeah, lovely.
That's been the one so far that I would.
I would say let's put you on a Swift ban.
Yeah, no, I'm already on it.
She's already happening.
Yeah.
And then I will introduce you. Yeah, it's almost like, I'll feed you like a baby bird. I'll eat it first and I'll spit it into your mouth.
Sick it into me. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, lovely. I'm into that. All right. Yeah.
Deal.
And if it's poison, I'll spit it out.
Perfect. Let's go.
Cool. 1, 2, 1, 2. We just had a bit of a wee break and a tea break.
Yes.
Wee and tea. And we're back for more Taylor. How many more? So is this just the first playlist?
Yeah.
This is the first introductory session.
Yeah.
Okay. And then-
small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Once we're done, I will leave it with you as a parting gift, this playlist.
Wow, and then for me to take on your own in my own life. Okay, so.
So again, I'll set the scene. The Great War. The Great War. We're coming in again. So this is
a historical era. I never knew.
This is historic era. We are deluxe edition of Midnights once again.
Wow. There's a lot on that deluxe there.
There is, actually.
Because I've never even heard of any of this.
I would like for you to not explore it without me, if that's all right.
I wouldn't even consider
it. All right. Well, similar vibe to woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, we're a bit moody. It's kind of melancholy. This is a bit of a favourite among people, actually.
The Great War.
Yeah. Ready to go?
Well, could you give me a bit of a tone of, like, what's this about? I know they're not all... I also feel like it's quite... It's the classic, like, reductive thing to be like, all women's writing is about...
Or even,
it's autobiographical. It's like they don't have a mind to make shit up. But, like, what is this in reference to?
This is in reference to conflict in a relationship.
Okay.
Challenges in a relationship, feeling a little bit unsafe or lacking trust or...
And we're kind of talking about Joe.
We could be.
Interesting.
But we could be talking about Peter Malark.
We could. Let's do that.
And we could, couldn't we?
We could even be talking about Gail. Jokes. He's nothing to me. He is actually nothing to me.
Love. I can't help but watch you.
Crimson Clover.
That's Peter coded.
Wow. So the Great Chills. War is like a big argument. Uh-huh. Sort of like so much poison. Mm. That's incredible.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Screaming from the Crypt. Oh, yeah, Ned Stark.
Ned
what are you joking?
Stark.
Wow. What's Crimson Clover?
Think in your mind a Crimson Clover.
I'm seeing it.
It could almost be called...
What could it be called?
We'll get there.
A red...
You'll get there.
My favourite colour used to be crimson, fun fact.
Crimson. Crimson. You are crimson. You're
when
a
I was
crimson
younger,
clover.
I'd be like, crimson is
you
my favourite colour.
You could be the Crimson Clover.
Yeah, I see it. What is it? Love. Ugh. This sounds amazing, this bit. Is this the Honour and Truth?
Ned Stark.
Very war.
Honourable man.
Yeah.
This is quite stunning.
I was about to say it's hideous.
Oh, really? I like the trees, like hideous. Flying in the air. It's a bit Christian.
The font.
Oh, really? I'm not mad at the font.
No, I am.
You're getting your Crimson Clover.
It's a poppy. Oh my God, I knew it just before they said it. It's a poppy.
It's a poppy.
God, she's war, world war.
She's in the Great War.
Wow. Fields of red.
Mm. Uh-huh. Great melody here, hey?
Yeah.
Great. We're burned for better. Sorry, Katniss.
So stunning. Yeah. Girl, if we fire, burn, you burn with us. Uh-huh.
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 Uh-huh. So the good.
Great war. I like this.
It's good, right?
Yeah, I really like this.
Could be on folklore.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Soft and also moody. Kind of a big poetic metaphor with like the returning theme.
Exactly.
Like I'm into it.
New what? Photos, delicious.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
Positive reaction to the Great War, I really Crimson like Clover Girl.
Yeah, Crimson Clover gets me. Sorry. I like a big extended metaphor sort of thing. And it's like it's not just
about Great War.
But also it's like it's called the Great War and you stick with it. Like you have got many images. It's not just like we argued all the time. It's called the Great War. It's like it's a piece.
It's a piece. It's a piece.
Yeah, love.
It's a piece. Everything is relevant. Yeah. Everything is delicately chosen.
I love it.
Perfect. And I thought there was quite nice Hunger Games references.
Definitely.
My hand was the one you reached for. Yes. We survived the Great War. You know.
The Rebellion.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So that went down well.
Yeah, I really like that. On Midnight's Deluxe.
Yeah, but don't go looking.
I'm not going to look, but that is interesting to me that it's on there.
Yeah.
It's just like, I would never have placed it there. Not that I know anything.
Okay.
But I could only have placed it. Go on. Hit me with the next.
I'm torn. I'm torn. Of what angle would you prefer?
Oh, I don't know. What are the options?
We could do a bit more of a like,
I don't know.
Vibe. There is something in here that I think speaks to her genius.
I think that's the angle I like from her. Do you know what? I think everything that really hooks me about her are the quite like intricate bits of her writing rather than shake
a big
it off.
Pop melody.
Even though I do like that. That does get me on my feet, as we've seen before. And the Eras Tour video got me on my feet.
It really did, But screaming and crying, perfect storm that got you.
To a weird level. Mm-hmm. But I do really like when the lyrics are good.
Yes, me too.
Not that they're not good and shake it off, but
when they're detailed.
I really like that.
You like reading between the lines.
Yeah. Or I like it when it's just like that's really
clever.
Lyrically clever, not just like musically clever.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't really understand that.
Okay. So this is a song, so I could take it way back here. So this is speaking to her baby genius, I think.
Okay.
This is back her first album. So she's writing this when she's 14, 15, 16.
Is that called Fearless?
No.
Is it called?
It's called Taylor Swift. It's called Debut.
Oh, no.
But go on. Could talk us through some others.
What's Romeo and Juliet on?
Yeah, that's on Fearless.
What's that called? Love Story.
Love Story.
That's on Fearless.
What's Romeo and Juliet on? That's on Shakespeare.
That's the collected works of Shakespeare. Yeah. This is on Debut.
This is on her debut album.
What's the album of that cover?
It's from 2006, so...
So it's not the hair.
It's not the
being
hair.
Being flicked.
It's not the hair being flicked, but it is hair, for sure.
Yeah, it's ugly even for the time. Not that she looks amazing.
She looks gorgeous.
The colours of that are very bad.
Green and blue.
I really don't like
edited
that.
Edited.
Horrific.
Blue. It's very 2006. Butterflies.
I think I remember because I was into Miley and all of that. I remember not liking that at the time.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, that is... God, she's come a long way.
Definitely. Yeah. So in this album... And this is where I think, like, you can't ignore her songwriting. This is a child. This is not just a 19-year-old girl. This is...
Like a 15-year-old
this
girl.
This is like a 14, 15-year-old child. Okay?
She's incredible. She's incredible. What's it called?
It's called Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw?
Do you know Tim McGraw?
Who the fuck? What? Tim McGraw? What?
So Tim McGraw is a country artist.
Okay.
Country artiste. Tim McGraw is a country artist.
Yeah.
So that's some info that we need here. Key context. It's quite a big deal. So
can I see a photo of him, Tim?
Yeah, sure.
I would just like to see if I know who he is.
I don't think you do.
It's not really my area of expertise.
You've got a country hat on.
It's Robbie Ray. Sweet niblets. Right, okay.
This is a child.
Yeah.
If the assignment is beautiful, kind of serene country love song...
This is hitting the mark.
I don't know how a child of 15 years could do something like this.
Okay.
For funsies. God. Just to flex. Just on a Saturday night. Oh, just quickly write. Tim McGraw.
Okay, I'm so intrigued by the name. It's so confusing. But okay, let's go.
Shand.
Kid.
Child. Cute. Immediately cute.
Yeah.
Truck.
She's a baby in this.
This is such a good song. Like, it's crazy.
So stunning.
So stunning. Drizz.
Drizz.
This is so good.
Cheers.
Drizz. In my old.
I like that.
Genius. Yeah. Tears.
Yeah, her voice has changed
crazy.
A lot.
Tears.
That's unrecognisably her voice.
Back by it.
Oh, that's cute.
Cutie Gonzalez, it's like, what, when you were 12?
Yeah.
So cute. Genius child.
From three summers back. It's like,
when you were 11.
Playing on your DS. I like that as well. It's like, I want every time you listen to this guy's music, I know you must think of me.
I hope you think of me.
Yeah. Because there are so many things like that. It's like, I know I'm the biggest fan of that you know.
It's such a take. It's such an idea for a song.
Also, I feel like a lot of people must feel like that about her music. The guy that they've just broken up with won't be able to listen to Taylor Swift without thinking of them.
Definitely.
Like, she's such...
She's Tim McGraw.
She's so many people's Tim McGraw, surely.
I'm giving myself shivers.
Cute. Cutie.
A concept.
Yeah. I love that. That's really cute.
Genius.
14-year-old girl wrote
like,
that.
Like, I'm sorry. What?
How old was she actually when she wrote that? Like, she was below the age of 18 when she wrote that.
100% below the age of 18.
Absolutely ridiculous, actually. Like, it also, if you look at the things that you were writing when you were a kid, like, if I read back my diary...
If I read back my fucking Facebook posts.
Nonsense. Like, it's actually, like, think of what you're capable of at
she
that
age. She was 15.
Yeah.
That's she insane. Wrote it in math class.
Well, she's a bad maths queen then.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of us not listening. Oh my God, that's iconic.
15.
I mean, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
And you have the concept of not just like, I love you. Mm. I had so much fun with you in summer. I've written you all these letters.
When you hear Tim McGraw,
I hope you think of me. I hope you think of my head on your chest. And my old faded blue jeans. Yeah. And the moon like a spotlight on the lake.
That's really stunning. I love that. But also you can hear the 15-year-old in that as well.
Totally, because it's so like...
dreamlike. Almost it's like you've had no experience
totally
of it.
And a lot of her earlier stuff is.
Which is what I love, the Romeo and Juliet one.
Uh-huh. And Fearless too, as a song. What that album is named after.
I don't know that song.
She's basically saying like, woohoo, I'm going to spin around in my dress, Fearless.
Love. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm loving her.
What a genius.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was really good.
A child.
Also, to call your song Tim McGraw.
It's a bold move.
It's definitely bold. It's like, he's going to hear it. Your totally. Idol is going to hear that. Love.
So you better make it good.
Good. And it was.
And it was perfect.
Yeah. So was that a success at the time, that song?
Yeah, it was.
Because I've never in my life heard of it.
You wouldn't. Yeah. It's still a deep cut,
but a popular one, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess everything she does is popular, really.
Now, yeah. Yeah. Within reason, yeah. It's like, even her worst song
is great.
Like, worst streamed song is going to be, like, the biggest thing ever.
Wow. Okay. Crazy. I like Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
I still don't know if I'd listen to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
In my life. But I'm slowly feeling the Swiftie build within me.
You can feel...
I'm getting a picture for her life, I think.
I think that's important.
It is. It really is.
It's important to appreciate the intelligence, I think, that's coming behind. It's like, if I'm writing something... She actually... Okay, so this might intrigue you.
Mm.
When she got her honorary...
degree?
Yes.
From where was it?
NYU, I believe.
Yes, I believe I
Pretty
have
cool.
seen that. Yeah.
She said, I have different types of songs...
You told me about this. Gel pen.
Yeah. Some of them is like, it's written with a fountain pen. It's nice. Some of
folklore.
Them is like, or even more so, it's written with a quill and ink.
Oh, folklore.
Some of them is glitter gel pen. It's
shake
like,
it
I shake
off.
It off. I'm going into it thinking, I'm going to make a perfect pop song.
Yeah.
And then I do.
Yeah.
And it's the intention
of
like owning. It's like, if I'm using the words hey, just think while you've been getting down. Like, if you're doing something silly and goofy, it's intentional.
Definitely.
Crazy.
I love that. Okay, that was Tim McGraw.
That was Tim McGraw. Should we
Great
finish
song on Tim McGraw?
Finish at the beginning.
Okay.
For today.
Lovely.
Class is over.
We Oh, no, that's not a Taylor Swift thing. That was a film.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say we end at the start because I thought I'd seen it, but like...
I open at the close.
Yeah, but that's a film actually of Jodie Comer and ignore that.
What's I end at the start?
It's like... Oh, it looks really good. It's like...
Oh, it's
about,
not out?
No, it's like about this flood or something. It's like a dystopian thing. But I thought it might be in the name of her Taylor's new album because I saw them at the same time. Nothing to do with it.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. Tim McGraw.
Thanks for that.
Thank you so much for curating
Peter
this.
Mark.
It's too much to handle, that angle. I love it. And
there's
thank you
still
so
much.
Much
more to be done.
Yeah. Oh my God.
See you there.
See you there.
That went well.
Wow. Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.